Penguin Random House Audio presents 50 Mice by Daniel Pine. Read for you by D.W. Moffat. We are able to find everything in our memory, which is like a dispensary or chemical laboratory in which chance steers our hand sometimes to a soothing drug and sometimes to a dangerous poison. Marcel Proust. Where you come from is gone. Where you thought you were going to never was there. And where you are is no good unless you can get away from it. Flannery O'Connor. Chapter 1. This is what he remembers. The cool ripple of stale, oily, electric, onrushing air. The thrum of the tracks. The wan headlights slurring over the tunnel tiles. The flickering windows of the Red Line train, a film strip of fleeting images like thoughts crossing consciousness, the expectant faces of arriving passengers overlaid with the spectral reflection of travelers anxiously waiting to get started, and none of it sticking, none of it mattering. The raw unspooling of life, unexamined. And everything about to change. Slurring, slowing, slowing, brakes sighing. The slack clatter of the cars coming to rest at the Hollywood Western Metro platform. He remembers waiting, listening to Wilco on earbuds, his tie loose, his gym bag at his feet. A text message hums in from Stacy. I heart you. And a slightly creepy emoticon he has trouble interpreting. Is it smiling? Or crying? He chooses not to reply. The Metro Rail warning tone sounds, doors hiss and split. Jay sidesteps departing passengers, bikes, backpacks, and a...